Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting, they can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So, press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 2314, Troubleshooting Fat Loss, 4 Reasons Why You Haven't Reached Your Goal Yet, by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil Malik. Hey there, happy Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read to you from popular health and fitness blogs to help you optimize your health. Now, like I do every Wednesday, I want to share a little bit of inspiration with you. Wednesday is often the middle of the week for most of us, and sometimes we need just that little extra boost to get through the next couple of days. So with that, here we go. Quote, "Beliefs are basically the key to happiness or misery." Dr. Carol Dweck. All right, now that we're in the right frame of mind, let's get to today's post and start optimizing your life. Troubleshooting Fat Loss, 4 Reasons Why You Haven't Reached Your Goal Yet, by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. I've heard a lot of folks say, "Jill, I'm trying so hard. I do everything right, and I'm still not seeing results." Okay, I get it. Fat loss is not always fair. But I find that many times, it's not the plan or the training that's the problem. A lot of it has to do with daily practices and mental game. There exists some key consistencies among clients within this mental realm. And here is the culmination of my troubleshooting adventures. The 4 most common reasons we don't see changes despite our efforts. 1, we are stuck in the all or nothing mindset and don't want to practice the in-between stuff. You are doing your mind and body a disservice when you believe that perfect eating is possible for anything longer than a few weeks. Yet, we continue to believe that we must be 100% compliant, or else we're a failure. On the contrary, the results are found in the middle, and they are developed over time. A nutrition plan that's consistently 80 to 90% full of nutrient-rich foods will yield results. What will not yield results is a Monday through Thursday clean as a whistle approach, followed by a Friday through Sunday binge fest. The mentality of starting on Monday is an all or nothing approach and doesn't leave room for the practice, learning, and adoption of moderate practices that can in time yield real, sustainable results effortlessly. 2, we don't truly believe we can do it long term, so we continue to seek short-term solutions. And who could blame us? After dozens of failed attempts at dieting, we simply don't believe we can ever reach the holy grail of body change or even body acceptance. And so, we set ourselves up for failure before we even begin, many times unknowingly. Here's what happens when we start a new diet. We say, "This is it. This time, I will do it the right way. This will be the one that sticks." But we put so much mental effort into sticking to the plan that we miss out on the part that could actually make it stick, learning and practicing. And so, after 4 to 6 weeks, it starts getting difficult. And instead of doubling down and asking ourselves, what's going on and how can I learn here and persist through practice, we simply give up again because, well, I guess we knew it wouldn't work anyway. Nothing ever does. There must be something else out there that can help me. Instead, the key is to introspect at those times of struggle, not abandon the process, because guess what? You will have the exact same challenges in the next plan you try. It's not the plan that needs fixing, it's your approach. 3, we hold on to some randomly selected timetable by which we need to see results, or else we're on to the next thing. This always makes me laugh, mostly because I have done this in the past many times. But the idea is that results can literally never come fast enough. If we lose 5 pounds in the first week, it should have been 8. If we lose 7 inches in a month, which would be incredible results by any standard, it doesn't seem like all that much. If we need to lose 20 pounds by May and we only lose 17, it's not good enough. What is the rush? Why does it have to happen so fast? I will give you this one key insight. The faster it comes off, the faster it goes back on. Truth. And despite what you think, fast fat loss is actually not what you really want. The reason for this is that sustained fat loss is the result of many, many days, months, and years of practicing good behaviors. Fast fat loss is a result of intense, willpower-based practices that, by definition, must return. You have not had the time needed to make those practices into habits yet. So inevitably, once willpower wanes, the old habits are still there, ready to override any ounce of willpower you continue to muster. Here's a timetable for you. Today, focus on that and only that. What will you practice today? Don't think about tomorrow, next month, or your vacation next summer. Today is all you need to effectively practice your healthy habits. And 4, we focus on results instead of behaviors. The idea that we need to reach a certain weight, clothing size, or body fat percentage is a myth. We cannot control outcomes like fat loss or anything really, so to assume that we should know exactly how our fat loss will progress, at what rate, and to what end is insane. We can never know that. But what we can do, and what we do have control over, are our actions and our attitudes. We get to choose what to do every day. We can control the things we put in our mouths, the way we move, and how often, and what our attitude will be as we interact with the world. To what end we will arrive is unknown, but we can be sure that so long as we are focusing on the right actions and behaviors, we will be moving in the right direction. Give up focusing on the end result and begin focusing on the choice that's right in front of you at this second. Then move to the next choice and the next with a conscious and consistent effort toward practicing healthy behaviors. You just listened to the post titled Troubleshooting Fat Loss, 4 Reasons Why You Haven't Reached Your Goal Yet by Jill Coleman of JillFit.com. We're driven by the search for better, but when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Dr. Neil here for my commentary. I want to talk more about today's author, Jill's 4th reason we may not have reached our goal yet. Jill mentioned that it may be because we focus on results, not behaviors. Let me give you an example. New Year's resolutions. We can list some of the most common ones, right? Lose weight, get fit, stop smoking, cut back on drinking, manage stress, take more vacations. Think about these resolutions, like lose weight and get fit. Are these behaviors or results of performing certain behaviors? These are the results of performing certain behaviors, but yet we don't really think about how to get these results. We forget that there are behaviors we need to perform consistently in order to get us there. This example is basically like driving across the country for the first time without a map or GPS. We know we need to drive across the country, but we have no idea how to get there. This will surely lead to wasted time and wasted effort. So, as today's author Jill said, let's refocus our attention on consistently performing the behaviors that will help get us to our goals. All right, that'll do it for another edition of Optimal Health Daily. Thank you so much for listening. Thank you for sharing this show with someone. And I'll see you back here tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.